I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
How we take a look at all the trending stories as we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you're busy trying to get the kids ready for school, back to school, and you're rushing through life. So we're going to scroll through the internet for you. I'll read a headline and Hannah tells me which one she needs details on. A groom made a quick stop at a gas station before his wedding, grabbed some gas, maybe grabbed some mints or something like that, and then locked his phone and his keys in the car.
Oh my gosh. I would be livid. Do we have the wife's reaction?
Hour late for the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
He was trying to get into the car, was freaking out, finally got a stranger to come over and hand him the phone, which is probably not easy to do nowadays. They called the locksmith, got him locked out. He arrived at his wedding, sweaty, frustrated, embarrassed. They said the wife was lighthearted and laughed and gave him a warm hug when he walked through the door.
At that point, you have to. Yeah.
Better woman than I would be, is all I'm going to say.
The world will end in 25 years because of that man. No. The world will end in 25 years, according to one expert.
Nah, I don't believe in science. Keep moving.
Okay. Someone spotted Post Malone on Google Maps.
What? Where?
Okay, so you know on Google Maps, you can zoom in and actually see humans, locations, houses, cars, anything like that. So someone was zoomed in Paris, France in a cafe, and Post Malone was sitting there. And they were like, is this really Post Malone? They Googled where Post Malone was. He was on tour or something like that, and he was in France. And it was actually Post Malone sitting at a cafe having a coffee.
I still have a hard time believing it because Post Malone is just such a generic guy. So many people look like Post Malone.
No, not in Paris, France, where he's wearing cowboy clothing and tattoos on his face. Yeah. Not a very Paris, France look.
Yeah, I guess if it was in the Midwest, I would have a harder time believing.
Powerball jackpot climbed to $815 million, 10th largest.
You know I want to hear about gambling.
I mean, there's not really more details other than it's $815 million. Get yourself some. And if you do, you got to split it with Kevin. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It's the Brett Maga Show. We're about to find out what the perfect man looks like, at least for AB. So we were throwing our relationships into ChatGPT and asking ChatGPT, will this couple make it or not? AB is the only single one on the show. She is single because it is by choice. She has standards that she wants to not settle for. She said you have to meet every one of these boxes. She's basically looking for Mr. Perfect. And I give her crap all the time. But AB, if we keep looking for this guy, we're going to be looking forever.
And that's fine with me.
It's going to be someone who's lost on the Sierra Desert, just roaming around, looking in Bermuda's Triangle. And she said, I don't care. I'm not going to settle. And I was like, well, what does this guy even look for? Would you even know if he walked into the room? And would you know if he walked into the room?
Yes.
No.
If you look at all of my celebrity crushes, they all look the same.
Give me some celebrity crushes.
Dylan O'Brien, Adam.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brody, Shawn Mendes, Joshua Bassett, they all look exactly the same.
They're not walking in the room.
Right, yeah.
So I did it for you. I want you to be able to recognize this man when you see him in the street and go, there he is. There's the man. There's the one. So what I did is I typed in a description of what I think you are looking for. Let me know how
which
I did.
I know, which is so funny. I'm so scared to see what you even typed in.
Okay, so I typed it in, and then it gave me a picture of this guy, okay?
Boy.
I'm going to show you. I'll show you who you're going to marry. This is it. You're going to meet your husband right now. He needs to be at least 6 feet tall, clean-shaven, in his 20s, looks professional, but also known to have fun. He puts God and family first. He's also a great friend. He loves to travel, musical, even binge watching TV shows. He's wholesome, but not afraid to challenge things.
That was okay. a very nice description.
Really?
Well done.
You guys
was a good description. Yeah. I only put looks into mine. So. Wow.
So I got you the one, guys.
Brent has soul.
If you look at your phones, you look and see now, I have just texted you, your future husband. What do you mean,
He looks exactly like someone I know who love-bombed me in college.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy is the one. Yeah. You have an issue with the one? I literally you guys admit that I described him perfectly.
You did describe him very well.
And then AI gave you that.
I think this looks like a sweet man.
He's not unattractive. He's just, he's not blowing me away.
Hannah, describe him for everyone because they can't see him.
I mean, he looks like a guy in his 20s, a sweet, like, he just looks like a Christian. Like a sweet soul, clean shaven. He looks like he didn't drink in high school.
He looks like he's on the verge of, like, should I be a pastor or should I, what should I do with my career? But no, he's got brown hair that is shaved on the side, but not like too, like, you know. Like
not buzzed.
Not buzzed. It's just shaved up on the side, a little bit longer on top.
Uses good shampoo.
Yeah, good shampoo. Clean eyebrows. That are totally manicured.
I really like his arms.
He's skinny, but he's skinny but muscular.
Right.
He looks like he just naturally has that build. He doesn't look like he goes to the gym. He might run every now and then, but he's not like pumping iron.
Yeah. If you saw this guy, you would say, hey, I got a friend named AB, right?
Yeah. Oh, I would definitely want to set this guy up.
AB, you would reject my man?
I mean, not right off the bat.
Just because he looks like someone you met before?
What way? I've never been on Tinder. I've been with my wife since high school. What way do you swipe? Would you swipe that way?
I'd probably give him a shot.
A shot? This is the one. I'm so pissed.
I'm really shocked, AB, that you don't find
him
attractive.
We're never going to find the one.
I'll have to post
him
on
there.
I'll have to post him on our Instagram so you guys can see Mr. AB.
Yes.
Yes.
Post him on our Instagram. Go to our Instagram right now if you want to see the perfect man for AB. The Brett Maga Show on Instagram. You can see him. You did this too, though.
I did this too, and I typed in my own description.
And you think he's good looking?
I think mine is cuter.
All right. I want to hear how you described him, and I want to see this man versus my man because my man has got it going on. Pastor Rob, I consider myself a good wingman. Like, I feel like that's one of my skills that I have in life. I want to put it on my business card. Like, great wingman. It's the Brett Maga Show, and AB just has the most ridiculous standards for men ever. I always give her, like, kind of crap. Like, we're just going to, if you're looking for the perfect man, you're just going to be looking forever. And she says, like, my standards are my standards. And I'm like, well, if you even saw him, would you even know what he looks like? She claims yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I showed you a picture. I typed in all of the things you are looking for in a man. Would you admit that I described him well?
You did. You described him well.
Described him well. Put it in. ChatGPT gave me a guy. Hannah, if you saw that guy in the street, would you think, oh, that's AB's boyfriend?
Oh, I would be like planning the wedding. I would think slam dunk. This Boom. Is exactly who she wants.
And we posted the picture. If you want to see what he looks like, it's on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. AB rejected him. Unbelievable.
Did. I would give him a chance, but he's just not like blowing me away.
Okay, so you did the same thing.
I did.
What did you type into ChatGPT?
Okay, this is what I typed in. Can you create a picture of my dream man? He's in his 20s and 6'2 with curly brown hair and on the nerdier side. He's skinny, muscly. He looks similar to Dylan O'Brien and Adam Brody.
Okay.
And
very specific on the looks.
I'm texting you guys a picture. ChatGPT responded being like, can you send a picture of yourself?
It did?
And they put both of us together. Which,
no, they didn't.
So they merged you into this?
Yes, and the picture that I had sent in was me in my apartment, and so you can see like
what's
a little
bit. What's up with your face? Why does your face look like that?
I don't know why my face looks like that, but this is like literally what we would look like in my apartment.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't it?
This guy, okay, you cheated a little bit because you did play, this guy looks like Adam Brody and Dylan O'Brien.
You just said make a
and?
Yeah, it looks like Dylan O'Brien and Adam Brody went into a room, made a baby, and this guy came out. Like, this is what it looks like. And it does look like AB's type. And look at them holding hands.
Yeah, look how happy AB is.
You do look very happy. I mean, your face looks like not your face. I don't know whose face that is. I don't know. ChatGPT said, hey, this is what a weird AB is, too. It gave you a different version.
I think he is cuter than your guy.
Hannah. I don't know.
I mean, he looks nerdier.
Who do you think is cuter? I want to know who's cuter. We have to go around the room and judge. Which one's cuter?
That's hard.
Really?
I think it's the same guy.
Just with glasses?
With longer hair and glasses. Yes.
Who's got a hotter guy?
That's what I'm saying.
We got to vote. Kevin, I need you to vote.
I'm going to side with AB. I kind of like the guy with glasses.
Hannah.
I think I got to say Brett's guy. AB's guy looks like he'd do some harm to her mentally. So,
yeah, he looks too much like my type. He would destroy me.
I do. I do think I was going to vote for AB's guy to be better looking. But he kind of looks like a guy who, like, is on You. Like, he looks like the You guy, too. Like,
yeah.
Wait, but I think he's really cute.
Yeah. So,
Joe Goldberg.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you guys start dating and things just go terribly wrong. And he's, like, stalking and following your keystrokes. Like, I don't know. He's, like, one step away from being a little too serious.
We put both of them on our Instagram.
Yeah, vote which one you think is hotter if you want to see the Brett Maga show. But even AB had a problem with ChatGPT's guy. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
See, that's what I... Even ChatGPT said, I can't help you. A lot of people headed back to school. Thank you so much for kicking off your school year with the Brett Maga Show. If you're new to the Brett Maga Show, hi. And our phone number is 855-444-6342. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So we've heard from Mama Kelsey a lot about Travis and Taylor, but we've never heard anything from Papa Kelsey until now. I'll tell you what he had to say about Travis and Taylor next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Taylor Swift is really clapping back at all of her haters this week. All the people who, like, would get annoyed with her being shown at the football games, people who hate on her relationship. She's really just shining bright this week because two giant interviews got backed by people who, like, really matter on these topics. She had two people, like, really stand up for her who, like, we haven't really heard from before. One of them being the owner of the Chiefs. So ESPN is releasing this, like, docuseries over the Chiefs. It's called The Kingdom. It's gonna, like, basically go over the past two crazy years or seasons that they've had.
It's supposed to be awesome, actually.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really inside look.
We know I'm not a football girly, but actually, it interests me a little bit, probably because Taylor Swift is going to get a mention in that. It's going to, like, talk about how her entering in, like, to the Chiefs family, the Chiefs kingdom, like, shaped the team, and they all had to learn to, like, kind of adjust to the fandom. But she's been, like, a really unique and good touch to the Chiefs team.
I mean, the criticism that there's too much Taylor Swift is one of the most ridiculous criticisms I've ever heard. She's on the screen for like 30 seconds a game. She's brought casual fans out there. She makes it relevant for people like Hannah who are casual sports fans who are like, I like football, don't love football. Talking about Taylor Swift and talking about the NFL. Like, it's not a negative thing ever, but it's crazy that people complain.
I mean, it does make sense that the owner would say nice things about her in this interview.
Yeah, exactly. She's
brought him a couple bucks.
Money.
Yeah. But also another person we heard from this week that we haven't before is the Kelsey's dad. We hear so much from Donna Kelsey about her support of Travis and Taylor, but we've never heard anything from the dad until now.
He's enjoying it. She's very good for him. I don't hesitate in saying that at any point. They are two people that truly deserve each other.
Well, I think that's the perfect seal of approval.
I feel like what he's saying is like, when you tell a couple really enjoy being around each other, that's different than like, hey, like, I love Taylor. She's awesome. Like, she's the sweetest. He even said, like, when I'm around my son, he seems happy. And that's what you want from every parent to say.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm so glad that she's gotten just like a good stamp of approval from everyone this week. Finally, she deserves it.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 68% of Americans have at least one of these in their homes.
I'm going to say that they have, like, holiday decor.
Okay. 68% of Americans have at least one holiday decor, like, all year round, switching it out.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people that don't celebrate certain holidays, so it's kind of hard to say which holiday, so I'm claiming the whole category.
I feel like you don't feel very confident in your answer.
I don't.
Okay. It was wrong.
I know
she shouldn't.
I know I have one of these because it's in our pantry. It's a fire extinguisher.
Ooh, good answer.
I'm saying a dog.
AB's the closest. Ooh. It's not a dog. 855-444-MEGA. So the number to text in your guesses. 68% of American homes have at least one what? 855-444-6342. If you want to take a guess, the answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
Got that answer for you for the Megamind question of the day. 68% of all Americans' homes have at least one what? AB was the closest with dog.
Yes.
Did anyone figure it out, Hannah?
Dave said a houseplant?
No.
That close?
Mm. No. Mm. It's cat.
Oh, well, that was really, really close.
Yeah, it's right there. Wow. Yeah.
68%?
Yeah, 68% of at least one cat. What is that? Either a dog person or a cat person. By Hannah's sound that she just swallowed a bug, makes me feel like she is a dog person.
By far.
We got hot DM action happening right now here on the Brett Maga Show. Nobody ever slides into my DMs. I don't know what this action feels like, but this feels intense. When someone slides into your DMs and starts flirting with you, someone is flirting with someone on the Brett Maga Show, and that is our only single person, AB.
Yeah.
Getting flirted with in the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
First off, AB, do you get flirted a lot within the DMs?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so you're like, this is nothing for me. But I'm like so excited.
It's normally the same like 5 or 10 people that like are very consistent to the point that it's weird.
I believe this is a new character unlocked.
All right. Like,
yeah, this is a new one, I think.
All right. So AB, so someone has flirted with AB in the DMs. Hannah, what happened? How do you know about it?
Okay, so I actually run the Brett Maga Show Instagram, and I posted an Instagram story of AB talking about, like, what percentage of guys are good enough for AB. And someone slid up, and usually I wouldn't bring this up because, AB, I know you get flirted with a lot, so usually I'm just like, okay, another day, another dollar. But this one seems interesting to me. Someone slid up and said, I would love to put in my application. She seems like such an amazing woman.
You'd posted. Did you say that you'd posted that no one can...
percentage of guys are good enough?
My bad.
So someone DM'd, I would love to put my application in. She seems like such an amazing woman, and I would be honored to have the chance to get to know her. That's a nice message.
Do you feel like that's nice?
I think that's nice, and it doesn't seem like really weird.
Okay.
And he doesn't have like a history of DMing us weird emojis.
Okay, fair enough.
So then I looked at his profile, and AB, I think he checks a lot off your list. You have high standards, and I think Mr. Man might be checking off some of your boxes.
Wingman Hannah over here seems excited. Look,
I wouldn't
Hannah.
Bring this up if I thought it would be a complete flop. So I check out his thing, and boom, right away, Bible verse. Like, where your name should be is a Bible verse for him.
Do we like that, or is that cliche?
Yeah, I have something like that in my bio.
And then right under it, it says, saved by grace.
Like it?
Kay? I like that.
Okay.
And if it's not good enough, AB, I think he might be curating his Instagram just to tailor to you, because on his highlight reels, which it's awesome that a guy has highlight reels,
bonus points too, highlight reels?
I guess so. Yes? Guys really don't do that, so it's just kind of random.
He has a highlight reel of friends and family.
Okay.
You want a family-oriented guy.
Mm-hmm.
Daily verses.
Ooh.
Wow.
Faith shorts.
Mm.
And a travel and events highlight reel. Wow. Are those not all?
That is,
she's
blushing.
That is pretty crazy.
Wow. She's blushing. Okay,
well,
okay.
You guys are making me so nervous.
My stomach
is like in knots. I still haven't seen a picture of this guy.
Okay, are you about to reveal the first picture of him?
Okay, let me get one.
I'm scared.
Queued up.
Let me get one queued up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I liked it.
No, you didn't. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I guess this is it. I think, okay, I'm not even going to say anything.
Oh.
I don't know.
Right off the bat, no.
Why don't you take a look?
Why did you show her that picture? That was a terrible picture.
Let
of my
me swipe
guy.
Through.
Scroll through. Don't double tap. Give us a reaction. Describe him to us. We're on the radio. Remember that.
Okay, he has short hair. It's like brunette-ish.
Okay.
I don't know. I just
clean
don't think I find him cute.
Is it all about looks?
No, it's not all about looks, but they're all selfies.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. 90%.
90%?
Yes.
No, they're not. Have Brett look through it. I don't think there's all selfies.
All right, let me see. First picture is a selfie. Second one is a selfie.
Yeah.
Then we got a group one. Group one. Selfie on the golf course. He has clean shaven, glasses, brown hair, shaved up to the side, tossed over, medium length. There's a decent amount of selfies.
Yeah. I don't think it's 90%.
He doesn't look like my type, so I thought he would be AB's type.
Fair enough.
But you're not attracted to him?
I'm not.
Okay, but what
I'm
about
gonna
this?
I'm going to be so honest.
What about this?
Oh my God!
On the page!
Are you kidding?
Instagram.
He posted a picture of Troy Bolton? AB! For what?
This could not be more. Your time!
He likes
Did
musicals.
He edit his face onto Troy Bolton?
It was for Halloween. He played Troy Bolton.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, see?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah! Guys, play the wedding bells. We're going to be at our wedding soon.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.